Now, in the past, he's referred to it as a hoax and a witch hunt. But so far, we've heard nothing from the US president on the final report of special counsel Robert Mueller. The Mueller inquiry was established to examine claims that President Trump colluded with Russia to win the presidential election in 2016. And now that investigation is complete and Robert Mueller has delivered his report to the US Attorney General William Barr. We'll shortly hear the views of Republican Congressman Peter King, who sat on a key Congressional Intelligence Committee, which also heard evidence on alleged Russian collusion. But for more, I'm joined now by Daniel Lipman from Politico. Daniel, thanks for joining us. Robert Mueller was asked to establish whether the Trump team colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. Do we even know at this stage whether that question has been answered?
So because they have not released the report yet, or even the initial summary findings, we don't know what they found on that front, but there are no new indictments, and Trump officials feel pretty good about, the suspicion they have is that they are in the clear, although we should note that there are a dozen other investigations that are looking into Trump going on right now, and nothing that Mueller finds will affect those.
Yeah, so the president, the president's supporters believe he's in the clear, but is he?
Not yet, because those investigations are very serious, the ones that are still ongoing. They're looking into campaign finance violations, Trump's inaugural committee, whether it accepted foreign money, which would be illegal, and the amount of foreign money that has been swirling in America and affecting the elections that Mueller really was able to key in on to try to prevent that from happening in the future. And so even though he may not have found direct collusion, he still was a key effort in charging six top Trump people around the president and 35 people overall, including 25 Russian agents who are not going to get extradited because we do not have a very good extradition treaty with the US and Russia.
Yes. Now, we know that President Trump's son, Don Jr., and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, they were both at this meeting in Trump Tower in June 2016 when a Russian lawyer was present, and they were there to hear potentially damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Now, the fact that they haven't been charged by Mueller, what does that tell us about that element of the investigation?
Well, they should feel pretty reassured that they're not going to get charged on that front. It's a very embarrassing thing to have done, to have met with that Russian lawyer. And collusion is actually not a technical crime. You'd have to be charged with conspiracy to commit fraud against the U.S. or treason even. But nothing really resulted from that meeting. But we also don't know the status of Trump's involvement. How much did he know from that meeting? And also, did he know about, how much obstruction did he commit? Remember, he fired FBI Director James Comey. He tried to fire the former Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. He tried to interfere with the investigation in other ways. And obstruction of justice is a definite crime. And it doesn't look like he's going to be charged with that. And so that's why Democrats on Capitol Hill are trying their best to get as much of the report as possible and the underlying evidence as well, so they can carry on any investigations that Robert Mueller may be wrapping up.
All right. Daniel Lipman from Politico, thank you very much for joining us. I should say that the US president's last tweet was 2 hours ago, where he simply said, "Make America great again." Well, for more on this, I've been speaking to US Republican Congressman Peter King, who sat on a key Congressional Intelligence Committee, which heard evidence from several of the main players investigated by Robert Mueller, including Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and Don Jr. I began by asking him if he believes the Mueller report should now be published in full.
I think as much of it as possible should come out. Now, the only exceptions I would make, if there's a sensitive intelligence source in there, if there's somebody in a foreign government who may have given information, you may want to may not want to disclose that. But other than that, I think the entire report should come out. The president wants it to come out. The Congress wants it to come out. So I think in many ways, this is a false argument that's being made over here, certainly in our country, about people implying that the whole report is not going to come out. I would say right now, that somewhere between 99 and 100% of the report is going to be made public.
The central question here, of course, is whether President Trump and his organization colluded with the Russians to help him to win the 2016 election. How confident are you that the president will be cleared?
I am confident for several reasons. One, I was on the Intelligence Committee during the whole time. And I was there for almost all of the key witnesses in the case, and I saw no evidence whatsoever of any collusion. Secondly, the Mueller report, all we do know is that it says that there's no further indictments. And and so far, there's been no indictments on collusion at all. And if there's no indictments in this report, then it would seem to me to indicate that there was no evidence at all they found of any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Yes, but of course we have had 34 individuals who were indicted during this investigation, and even though there are to be no further indictments by Mueller himself, you can't say that this investigation has achieved nothing, can you?
I would say it's achieved almost nothing. First of all, none of those indictments had anything to do with collusion. About 30 of them were brought against Russians who were involved in trying to interfere in the election, and the interference began before Donald Trump was even a candidate. As for the others, like with Paul Manafort, these are incidents that occurred before he was even involved with the Trump campaign.
Two people, I suppose, who were very closely in the spotlight prior to the announcement that this report had been completed and that there would be no further indictments were the president's son, Don Jr., and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, who attended that meeting with the supposed Russian agent in Trump Tower in June 2016. Now, do you expect that they will be cleared in Robert Mueller's report?
Absolutely. I know all about that meeting. I sat through all the testimony on it. There's absolutely no collusion whatsoever. It was a 5 or 10 minute meeting, at most maybe 15 minutes. The person who set up the meeting put a selfie of himself on Twitter that day. The parties to the meeting walked right through Trump Tower. All the media always hung out. There was no, and I've seen all the email chains. There was no evidence at all of any collusion. They were apparently saying that they had some information to give on Hillary Clinton. I would say most campaigns in the country, rightly or wrongly, if someone says we have information that we're going to give you, you would want to look at it, but it turned out they had no information to give.
Now, the president himself, he's persistently and continually referred to the Mueller investigation as a witch hunt and a hoax. How do you expect he will respond to this report when details start to emerge?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to anticipate how President Trump is going to respond to anything. I would hope that he will do it in a quiet way and take the quiet satisfaction in knowing that he's been vindicated. If it turns out that there's no evidence of collusion, which I think is what it's going to be. And as far as the investigation, as I said, there's been tens of millions of dollars spent on this. There's been wiretapping going on, eavesdropping, all of this going into people's personal lives. And after all of it, they found nothing that related to the original purpose of the investigation. So I understand the president. I mean, he's duly elected, and this was hampering his ability to govern the country and be involved in world affairs. Hopefully now it'll be over and we can go on and really do the business of the country.
Will it be over, though, because Congress is obviously controlled by the Democrats now? Will they attempt to put further pressure on the president once the details of this report start to come out?
Yeah, I think you will see, unfortunately, you'll see a whole flurry of investigations by various committees in the Congress. But it reaches a point where I think the American people are going to say, enough is enough. Mueller couldn't find it out with all the tools at his disposal. I don't see how these congressional committees expect to find it out. And I was on one of those committees. I was on the Intelligence Committee. We must have listened to 50 or 60 different witnesses, including, as you mentioned, Donald Jr. and Jared Kushner and we can go to the whole list of them, Hope Hicks, Steve Bannon. I mean, every prominent name who's been mentioned, we had come in. And whether or not you like these people or whether or not you agree with everything they've done, there was no evidence of any collusion. And I don't know if this is a compliment or not, but one person high up in the campaign told me that the Trump campaign didn't have the ability to collude with anyone, never mind the Russians. I mean, this was really a grassroots amateur campaign that Donald Trump got himself elected by. But as far as collusion with the foreign government, no.
That was Republican Congressman Peter King speaking to me earlier.